It's Friday, September 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslims have been involved in an increasing number of attacks on Christians in Egypt in recent months for simply gathering to pray, according to International Christian Concern. The last decade has seen many mob attacks against Christians over even the rumor that an official church might open. Now, the Coptic Christians are being nominated for the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize for their refusal to retaliate against recent deadly persecution. It is reportedly the first nomination of an ethno-religious group. Romans 12:19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Persecution against the church in China continues to grow there as well. After shutting down one of the country's largest Protestant churches, Zion Church in Beijing, officials have now fined the church around $170,000. However, 344 pastors and counting have signed on to a statement declaring that no matter what the government does, they will bear the loss of all things, even their lives, for the sake of the gospel. Chinese persecution has gained the attention of Washington, D.C., as the House of Representatives has scheduled a meeting to hear more on abuses against Chinese believers, reports CBN News. Britain's largest youth organization for girls, Girl Guiding UK, changed their policy last year to allow boys pretending to be girls to participate. Over 900 guide leaders in the organization signed an open letter this year decrying the policy. In response, Girl Guiding UK has already expelled two of the signatories and shut down their units, while taking disciplinary actions against five others, reports LifeSite News. Christine Blasey Ford testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, recounting an alleged assault on her by Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Kavanaugh reaffirmed his denial of the allegations, calling his confirmation process a national disgrace, reports ABC News. The Department of Health and Human Services announced this week that they have ended the FDA's $15,000 contract with Advanced Bioscience Resources that would have involved the use of human fetal tissue for research. Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden reported ABR got the tissue from the bodies of babies murdered in the womb by Planned Parenthood. However, pro-life groups are warning that government funding of nearly $100 million continues to support other research using aborted babies. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." Google senior researcher Jack Polson resigned from the company last month, citing quote-unquote disturbing plans in partnership with China, reports the BBC. Polson's letter to U.S. lawmakers claims that Google is working with China to make a product that would allow the government to monitor and censor its citizens online. A study by the University of Maryland sociology professor Philip Cohen found that the U.S. divorce rate has fallen by 18% from 2008 to 2016, reports Bloomberg. Although people are getting married later and less frequently, the study found millennials divorcing less than older generations. And finally, the Alabama Blount County School District recently banned prayer over loudspeakers before football games after the atheist group Freedom from Religion Foundation filed a complaint. The school district replaced the prayer time with a moment of silence. Hundreds of Christians in the county responded last week by reciting the Lord's Prayer together out loud before the home football game during the moment of silence. Listen to what a child named Kayla told WVTM 13 during the game.
"It means that we're standing up for our Christianity and that no one can really stop us. Even if they try and put a lawsuit against us, it doesn't mean anything. We can still stand up for our Christianity."
Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, September 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.